Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl. How are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
This is a great day, and it's a sad day, too, isn't it?
Yes.
So let's get with the great stuff first. Guess whose birthday it is?
It is Chase's, your son's birthday.
Chase Lenore. Chase Robert Lenore's birthday today. He's 25. Could you imagine?
Happy 25? Birthday, Chase.
Happy birthday. But it's also kind of a sad day, too.
Yes, September 11th. We all remember September 11th.
2001 is when the terrorist attack, I don't know who you can blame for. Right back in the day of Pearl Harbor, we knew it was the Japanese that were bombing us, right?
Yes.
But today we're not sure which country is employing the terrorism that is attacking America. And we can't say that it's a particular sect of people because that's politically incorrect. So we just have to say a terrorist attack. On American soil, September 11, 2001, and we remember that day every year at this time. Very sad.
Very sad indeed, and our hearts go out to the families and loved ones who...
Lost?
...were affected by this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let's move on to more interesting stuff, and that is what's going on in the world today as it relates to health, longevity, nutrition, and the idiocy that we see on the mainstream media all the time when it comes to these subjects.
So let's talk about sleep right now. You've actually gotten your sleep under control.
Man, you know what? I got to tell you something. I woke up last night because I got, I don't know if anybody checks Facebook, but we had a fox that dug out a hornet's nest and got stung so bad the fox died. We put the pictures up on Facebook. But upon investigating the hornet's nest, I thought the hornet's nest was empty, so I started pouring water down, and apparently there were some hornets left in it, and they came out and stung me.
Well, and I'm allergic to insect stings, and Carl was like yelling for me to come over.
To see it.
To see, and I ran over there, and then I saw the bees coming out, and I took off running, or hornets.
Yeah.
And I took off running, and I ran fast enough that they didn't get me, they got you.
Well, I stood there too long. I thought, are those more hornets coming out of there? And one got me on my left tricep, and another one got me through my pants on my left thigh, and another one got me in my back where my love handle is on my left side. As I was obviously moving away, I turned that way. And so that was when? Was that Monday?
Tuesday.
I mean, they still hurt. I gotta tell you something. Those stings really last a long time. I mean, it still hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still itching from it, actually.
Well, it woke you up. Is that the point of the story?
Yes, it woke me up.
It woke you up.
Yes. And then I meditated and got back to sleep. And meditation has been my savior, folks. I can't tell you. I don't even need the damn CPAP machine anymore, and I'm sleeping great. Meditation. I meditate before bed. Last night I woke up in the middle of the night itching. I got out of bed. I sat up. I meditated. I got into that deep, 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 almost drifting off stage, laid back down, went to sleep, woke up and felt great this morning, went to the gym and trained.
I didn't have a great night's sleep last night because I trained really hard at the gym yesterday, and I didn't eat enough yesterday.
And see, and this is what's something that people don't get. If you're a hard training individual, which by the way, Elisa's wearing a pair of jeans today that she hasn't had on in a while, so she's really making great progress right now.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yeah, no, you're doing good. But consistency is the answer, obviously. But if you train really hard and you don't eat enough, especially this is true of women, you may have poor sleep because of blood sugar management issues.
Yeah, well, the good thing now is that I know what happens to my body when I'm having blood sugar issues, and I was having them last night in the middle of the night. I wasn't having hot flashes, but I was waking up and just, you know,
wide awake,
and just feel, I was actually dreaming about food,
if
you
really
can believe that.
That tells you that you were hungry, that's for sure.
But anyway, so back to the subject at hand, sleep. An elementary school in Kenosha, Wisconsin posted a chart of sleep recommendations for children ages 5 to 12. They posted this late last week on their Facebook page.
Right.
And it was to help parents with their parenting, blah, 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 but whatever. So they said on this that a child that's age 5 should be in bed asleep by 6:45 p.m.
Right.
If they have to wake up at 6 a.m.
Right.
And so parents came out and said, you know, they don't even get home from before that time, or they're just getting dinner at that time, and it's not feasible. So, I mean, I'm just going to go through a little.
And then I want to comment on it.
At age 6, if someone has to be up at 6:15, they should be in bed by 7:15. Age 7, up at 6:15, 7:15 to bed. Age 8, 7:30 p.m. to bed. It's 9, 8 p.m. to bed. 10, 8:15, 11, 8:30, and 12, 8:30. That's all with a 6:15 a.m. wake up.
And just this morning, a study came out of embargo that shows that 7 hours of sleep is the sweet spot for people, more mature people. I sleep 7 hours as a rule, and I wake up upon 7 hours. I get 7 hours sleep when I'm sleeping right, like I am again now, most nights.
I lean toward 8. I mean, yeah. I've always needed 8 hours of sleep.
I think what we know about sleep is this. If you have a dramatic change in sleep, that's where the problem is. You've always gone to sleep and woken up around the same time your whole life.
Yes.
That's a good thing. I wouldn't worry about, oh, I sleep 8 hours and not 7, or I sleep 9 and not 8. If you're doing the same thing since you're young, then that's fine. I think the real issue is when you start to undergo dramatic changes in sleep. All of a sudden, from you usually sleep 7 hours, now you find yourself, you can't get out of bed for 10 hours, you still want to sleep. And Adele Moussa and I talked about this on an old episode of Science Roundup. You know, the reason that too much sleep is linked to disease isn't because sleeping more will kill you. It's because sick people generally don't want to get out of bed. They want to sleep more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's corollary. It's not causative. If you find that your whole life you've always gotten by with 8 hours of sleep and felt fantastic, and now you find that you're sleeping 9, 10, 11, 12 hours, the sleep's not hurting you. The reason that you need to sleep longer is what's hurting you. So that's why those studies really missed the mark, in my opinion.
Well, and in this, the parents kind of were coming out and saying, you know, well, with the homework load that kids have.
Bingo.
And after school activities, athletics.
This is a problem. So when I was married, I used to hate the fact that my kids went to school all day, then they had to go ice skating or figure skating. Then by the time they got home, there was dinner time and then school. And then they wanted to get on the computer. And next thing you know, it's 10, 11 o'clock and kids are just getting to bed and they're getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I think this is a mistake. I think that 50 years from now, they're going to look back at our generation who in the desire, well-meaning desire to build self-esteem and skill sets in our children, didn't allow them to be children. You know, we create, you know, you see these mothers frantically driving from one side of town to Kumon Math. Then they got to drive to the other side of town for field hockey. Then they got to
pick up McDonald's in between.
Yeah. This is craziness. This is nonsense. It's not good for the parents. It's definitely not good for the children. Children need downtime. They need time to daydream, to rest, to relax. It can't be hit the ground running at 6 a.m. in the morning and you don't rest until it's time to go to bed at midnight. That's not good for kids.
What I find interesting, this isn't a different study, but the biological wake-up time for a 16-year-old is 6:30 a.m. I'm sorry, for a 10-year-old. For a 16-year-old, it's 8 a.m. And for an 18-year-old, the biological wake-up time is actually 9 a.m.
Now, and we don't know if the biological wake-up time becomes programmed. You know, ever since the industrialization, ever since modern agriculture, people didn't wake up when they wanted to anymore. We've done that show. We talked about how sleep used to be biphasic. People would go to sleep when it got dark out. They would wake up sometime in the middle of the night for an hour or two. Then they'd go back to sleep, and they would wake up when they wanted to wake up, most notably when the sun started to rise and things got bright inside their home. So we have been reprogrammed because of the industrialization process. No, you got to be at work. You know, you got to get up at 6 because you got to be at work at 8. You eat lunch at 12. You're home at 5. That's not a natural rhythm for the human condition. And people who don't work 9-to-5 jobs tend to find out, when left alone for a few years to find their own sleep pattern, many of them will sleep till 7-8 o'clock in the morning and feel fantastic. And then the rest of us look at them like, oh, lazy sloth. No, that's the way you're supposed to be sleeping. That's healthy. Waking up at the crack of dawn because the alarm clock is going off, that's not healthy. Waking up when you're ready to get up, that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But industrialization changed all that. People had to be on the assembly line at 8 a.m. They had to get up at 6 and have breakfast. You know, only one meal on the job, noon, bang, back to work. I mean, this has changed, in my opinion, the trajectory of health in this country. These types of schedules that we have to keep.
Well, there's been some discussion of changing school times, staggering school times, and changing,
make it later.
Changing work times and staggering work times more in rhythm with what the natural biological clock is.
Make it later. Think about it. So if you, instead of the kids have to be at school at 8 a.m., what if they didn't get there till 10? And then you pick them up at 5 instead of 3? If you're already managing getting them to school first thing in the morning and picking them up at 3 and making accommodations, what's the difference of a 2-hour shift? Make those accommodations. It's better for the kids. Now, I know what people are going to say. Well, if the kids sleep till 10, I can't go to work at 9. That's right. The employer is going to have to be sensitive.
Well, and create, then they have stagger their times.
They call it, GE used to do it. It's called flex shift.
Time. Oh.
Flex time, flex shift. Yeah, you had team members who couldn't get in till 10. You had team members that can get in at 8. They quit early. The other ones came in at 10. They worked later. Bingo. Works fine. Everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the children have a more healthy environment as far as sleep goes. That's my opinion. Carl Lenore for president.
Carl Lenore for president. Okay. Are we taking a break or are we moving on?
We've got a few minutes. We can move on a little bit.
Okay. So let's talk about oysters.
I love oysters, by the way, but I haven't trusted them in a while.
Why?
Because I feel I'm worried about the polluted, you know, oysters are bivalves. They filter the water to get their food. And when you filter the water to get your food, you're also getting other things that are in the water as well. And I'm worried about their toxicity and potential contamination.
It says here that scientists have found a surprising link between norovirus transmission to humans and oysters. And if you're familiar with norovirus, it's one of the most common causes of what's known as the stomach flu or cruise ship virus. I guess it occurs often on cruise ships because of a large group of people and they're all in enclosed spaces.
And they're dirty, dirty people. Enclosed space.
They're not dirty. According to new research published in the Journal of Applied and Environmental Microbiology, mm-hmm. oysters may be a huge source of norovirus transmission to humans. Norovirus can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea that clears up within a few days, but can be deadly to children, the elderly.
Yeah.
And those with compromised immune system. And as I just said, it spreads rapidly.
The key to buying oysters nowadays is to buy farm-raised oysters. Unfortunately, while farm-raised fish is not a good idea, farm-raised oysters are better. You know, they're in controlled waters, and so they tend to have less exposure to toxins and stuff like that.
Oysters are incredible filters of the water in which they're located, which is what you said earlier.
I'm a genius. I wonder if anybody knows
that.
I don't
Carl
read any of this.
Carl for president. Carl's a genius. So there's a theme here to this show.
Yeah, I just hurt my arm patting myself on the back. I'm sorry.
They filter gallons of water and then can retain the organic material and bacteria that's in the water.
Yeah. So one time when I was a young man and lived in Las Vegas, in my 20s, I went out. I used to eat oysters all the time. I still love them. I love an ice cold oyster shucked properly where it just slides off the shell. Tiny, tiny bit of lemon, tiny, tiny bit of spicy cocktail sauce. They are delicious. I could eat dozens of them. I was in Las Vegas. I was in my 20s and we went out to a restaurant and I ordered a dozen oysters, and I always smell seafood before I eat it. Not just once, every oyster I smell. And I put it to my mouth, I take a sniff, if I don't like the way it smells, I put it down. This one oyster, I lifted it. As I lifted it, I could smell it. It smelled like a dirty baby diaper, like poopy. It stunk.
Ew.
And I looked at it, and I put it down, and I called the waiter. I says, take these all away, because if that one is in there, there's other ones in there. I don't want them, and I sent them back. But my father taught me, you got to be very careful when you eat raw clams, raw mussels, and raw oysters, because you get one bad one, and you're going to be sick for a long time.
Well, this doctor here says it might not be a bad idea to steer clear of raw oysters.
Well, I haven't, like I said, I haven't had them. We were somewhere and I got oysters recently. In New York, I got them. You know, I'll take a chance on oysters if I'm eating them in a coastal city where there's water. I generally will not buy oysters in a landlocked city. Like, I'm not going to buy them in Kansas City. I'm not going to buy them here in Louisville. There are no oceans around. That means that they're flying them in from someplace else. I don't know the conditions, how they're handled, how long they've been frozen or stored or whatever. I don't do it.
There are many different types of organisms you can eat along with your oysters.
Yes, including one called baby diaperitis. You don't want that one. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't forget, the secret word, you can win the complete set autographed copies of Legacy of Iron, 5 fictional books where Brooks Kubik brings physical culture forefathers to life. He's the only guy who does this, writes physical culture fiction. These are sure to be a collector's item someday. Listen for the secret word. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered. We're going to do the drawings every other week instead of every week. I'll explain when we come out of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You remember Smoke on the Water when you were a kid?
Uh-huh, I like the song.
Man, it was the best. When Smoke on the Water came out, I was living in South Ozone Park, Queens, and I had gone to my very first block party ever, because we didn't have block parties in Bed-Stuy. And I remember the local band, like a kid's band, was playing Smoke on the Water. It was so rocking. Mm-hmm. It's funny how memories stick with you, you know?
Yes. Okay, so...
Lisa goes, yes, can we move on now?
There has been a cucumber... recall, cucumber, salmonella outbreak. Two people are dead and 341 are sick.
So did the cucumbers come from some large, some large distributor of agricultural products, like, or is it from a family farm?
It's from a company called Andrew Williamson.
Okay. So let's see who they are while you're talking about the story.
So their limited edition cucumber is what's affected. They've sickened people in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado. I guess it'd be better to say the states that they haven't sickened people. Kentucky is on the list. I actually have a organic English cucumber at home that I purchased at Trader Joe's. So I called Trader Joe's yesterday, and they said that they were not affected by this recall.
Yeah, so Andrew Williamson is a very large conglomerate that produces and packages a variety of produce, including those little cherry tomatoes in the little plastic.
So it's a processor? It's a food processor?
I don't know if you'd call them a processor, because they're not processing it. They're packaging.
Okay.
They're a large packager of tomatoes, cucumbers. Looks like tomatoes, a variety of tomatoes and cucumbers. That's what it looks like to me. But well, they do the little cherry tomatoes. They do those new yellow grape-shaped tomatoes. You know what I mean? They do a lot of fancy tomatoes.
So they say that salmonella on cucumber is usually from fecal matter on the outside of the cucumber. So it's not being cleaned properly.
I wonder what they're doing with those cucumbers when they're in the factory. Okay, never mind.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
It says here that while it's likely the contamination is on the skin of the cucumber, it's too early to tell. And I always wash vegetables, everything, fruits really, really well before I even slice into it. Because if you have a knife and you don't wash it prior to slicing it, that contaminated surface can push that contamination through and then you're going to eat it.
Right.
So...
Well, the other thing is that, you know, where is the fecal matter coming from? It's coming from the farms where they're growing this stuff. So why aren't they doing a better job at washing this stuff before they move it along?
You right. know? Well, and also, too, you don't think about this, but I got an FDA notice saying that they recalled sandwiches, deli sandwiches that had cucumbers on them at 9 Safeways in Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Due to having
these cucumbers.
Contaminated cucumbers on them. So, I mean, you think about purchasing the cucumber, but you don't think about purchasing a sandwich or a salad that has these cucumbers on them.
Andrew Williamson's slogan for fresh produce is, good nutrition can be fun, flavorful, fast, and affordable. And they're going to add now, and also give you diarrhea. Oh, there you go.
Well, finally, the FDA has decided to put some reforms in place against food processors.
This was shocking. So when Elisa told me about this, she looked at me and she goes, what's wrong with this story? Go ahead, talk about it.
So the FDA released their first batch of sweeping new food safety regulations, this was yesterday, that are designed to stop outbreaks of food poisoning that kill more than 3,000 people a year.
Right. Now, think about that for a second. Keep that number in your mind. This is like my cousin Vinny, the attorney. 3,000 people a year. Just hold that in your mind.
Contaminated food. The CDC says that the contaminated food affects 48 million people yearly, making them sick.
Right.
That's 1 out of 6 people.
Right. Okay. So 1 out of 6 people and 3,000 people a year die, right?
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So For the first time, food processors are required to prevent contamination.
Now, think about that. Wouldn't you think that one of the primary objectives handed over by the FDA to a food processor is, as long as you're going to be processing food that's going to be delivered to people in multiple states, you must have safeguards in place to make sure that you stop any contamination from being let out to the public. You guys need to have protocols, policies, and procedures in place to make sure that you are not contaminating food and then delivering it.
It's shocking to me.
You would think that would have been like that. You would have been thought that that would be like one of the standard things that a food processor would have. So the FDA is going, you know, maybe we should make these guys do things that keep them from contaminating food.
If it had been a supplement company, they would have been
closed
down.
3,000 people a year die, right? That's a significant number of people, right? When a supplement hurts two people, the FDA goes after them and shuts them down.
Well, and in the previous article that we were talking about the cucumber, one of the women that died had a compromised immune system. And they said that in the article, well, she already had a compromised immune system.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like,
so
they're making excuses.
It was her fault. It was her fault that she should have been strong enough to handle the poisonous food. So, yeah, exactly.
So the first batch of regulations will affect processed foods for pets and people. Bluebell ice cream, peanut butter, things like that. You know,
yeah, remember
the
Blue
peanut
Bell
butter
ice cream?
And the Bluebell ice cream and the peanut butter outbreak.
Now with new salmonella vanilla.
Well, you know, the peanut butter outbreak, they found out that there were bird droppings that I guess they were leaving the peanut jars open and birds were flying.
Pooping in them.
How like ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
Regulations to come later this year will address fresh produce and imported foods.
Yeah. Good old FDA finally stepping up to do the right thing years after and multiple deaths later.
So the regulations will be introduced over time, starting a year from now.
Yeah.
Why does it take a year?
That's why you need to find your family
farmer. And lasting
farmer.
Into 2018.
And who the hell's eating processed food anyway these days? Seriously.
Well, people eat peanut butter.
Oh, okay, peanut butter. You're right. We eat peanut butter, right?
Yes.
Organic peanut butter that we buy from Trader Joe's, is that where we get it? Or
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I guess I eat processed food myself. Silly me. I was just...
Wait, we should make our own.
Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
I want to... You know what? It's going to come down to about 10 years from now, we're going to have to make everything ourselves. Our own toilet paper, everything. Because we're going to find out that everything that you buy from large, organized businesses is hurting people in one way or another. And the FDA allows it. They condone it. You have anything else you want to talk about before we take a break?
No.
What are we going to talk about when we come back? You know? You don't know yet. It'll be a surprise. How about that?
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We got lots of good stories to talk about today.
Yes, we do. Right now, I want to talk about things that can damage your liver. So many people just think that, you know, like fatty liver disease is caused by alcohol.
Well, they also have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease as well, NAFLD or whatever it is. But you're right. I don't think people realize the vast number of things that have the potential to damage your liver. This is from WebMD. I don't agree with all of them. We're gonna talk about these in a second. But there's 11 of them. So the very first one is what, Lisa?
It's sugar.
And that one I agree with.
High fructose corn syrup. Some studies show that sugar can be as damaging to the liver as alcohol, even if you're not overweight.
Yeah.
So
the next one is monosodium glutamate. And, you know, MSG is not just an additive. It's found in a lot of cheeses through the aging of cheeses that develops MSG. Like my favorite, Parmesan.
Here's hydrolyzed vegetable protein. If you see that on a food label, yeast extract or
soy extract,
that's just disguised, MSG disguised.
Yeah, yeah. What's the next one?
The next one
is a flower.
It's called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. It's a shrub that's found in Europe and Asia. It has a chemical that reduces swelling and keeps skin healthy, so you can find it in some pain-relieving creams. But it also has a substance that harms the liver. Don't use the product for more than 10 days at a time.
With at least 6 weeks off.
Or for more than 6 weeks total in a year.
Okay.
Apply very small amounts and never apply it to broken skin.
This one I don't agree with. So it says herbal supplements, general, you know, but the reality is not all herbal supplements, but one that appears to have some dangerous effects is a very popular one, kava kava.
It's an herb that's used to relieve menopause symptoms. It helps you to relax.
Right.
And relieve stress and anxiety.
I mean, ginger extract is an herbal supplement. I don't think it's going to damage your liver. So
no.
They don't forget, this is WebMD. They're against anything that isn't a pharmaceutical drug. There's a lot of pharmaceutical drugs that damage the liver. They're well known to damage the liver, but doctors prescribe them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Obesity.
No, you can, I'm sorry. We have to retract that one because it's not politically correct. We can't say obesity does anything bad to you. Sorry. Yeah, obesity leads to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. When you have a lot of body fat, the body starts to struggle with where to keep putting more fat. You keep growing, so the body goes, where am I going to put fat? So then it starts putting it in the viscera, which we know is the most dangerous type of body fat because it crowds the organs, and it also becomes an endocrine-type system. It produces inflammatory agents that wreak havoc with the rest of the body. Well, once the body runs out of those nooks and crannies to put fat in, it starts putting them in organs, puts them in muscle, puts fat in the liver. And so once fat infiltrates the liver, you're in trouble.
Last night, a friend of mine sent a text, a photo of a friend of hers had just gotten liposuction. And she sent me a picture of the fat.
In a jar.
In a jar that they had extracted from her body. And it was disgusting. And you said,
that's a mistake because now the fat is going to infiltrate her viscera. This has been shown in research. When you have a liposuction process to suck fat out of your love handles and your upper thighs and your glutes and all that sort of stuff, the body doesn't go, oh, okay, we're fine with that. The body goes, wow, we just lost this real estate. We need to find a place to put new fat cells where you can't get to them now. So it puts it inside the rib cage called the viscera, and that's the bad fat. People who go for liposuction, after about 10 years after liposuction, they end up with that barrel-chested look where they have like their stomach to their lower abdomen is all blown out and long because the fat is now in there. The body doesn't just go, oh, okay, I'm cool with that.
So when someone has liposuction, it doesn't return to where it was extracted.
It can't because you sucked all those fat cells out. So then it goes to fat cells that haven't been plumped up and activated and plumps those up and activated. And the ones you don't want are the ones inside the viscera, and that's where it goes. So those fat cells start to grow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a mistake. This one is confusing and I think is also misleading. Too much vitamin A.
Well, they're saying it's vitamin A is toxic in high doses, more than 10,000 IUs a day.
Well, first of all, that's not true. Okay. Because there are numerous good research studies that show, okay, first of all, before we talk about this, there's beta carotene, which is not vitamin A, folks. It's supposed to convert to vitamin A. Okay. And we know how conversions work, right? They don't always work out that way. There's beta carotene, which when you take a vitamin, it says 15,000 IUs of vitamin A, but then in parentheses it says as beta carotene, it has no vitamin A in it. Vitamin A is going to be called retinol, retinol palmitate, retinoic acid. That's real vitamin A. That is vitamin A in its biologically active form. Beta carotene is not. So unless the vitamin A you're taking says retinol, retinol palmitate, retinoic acid, you're not taking vitamin A. So let's establish that first, right?
Okay.
They're saying 10,000 IUs a day, staying below 10,000 IUs a day is the magic, is where you need to be to avoid toxicity. This is not true. Although 10,000 IUs a day is probably more than enough for the average person. But there's research on acne vulgaris, mm-hmm. cystic acne, where this is where Accutane came from. They were giving people with cystic acne 100,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for 6 months. They experienced no liver toxicity. Now think about that. 100,000 IUs a day for 6 months. But their acne went away. So they instead decided we need something we can patent and call a drug, and they came up with Accutane, which is a synthetic form of vitamin A. That's all it is.
And it's a large dose of...
It's not only a large dose, but because it's not natural vitamin A, the body doesn't know how to handle it, and it is toxic to the liver. It is toxic to the liver. So, you know...
That sounds very...
But yes, vitamin, too much vitamin A, not taken with vitamin D. That's where the magic is. You got to take your vitamin A with vitamin D. What's the next one?
Unsterile tattoos.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys back in the day that got unsterile tattoos. Luckily, I didn't. All my tattoos were done at a tattoo parlor.
Soft drinks.
Yeah, because by the way, those tattoos can lead to hepatitis, and that damages the liver. Soft drinks, really? Why? Because of the sugar, I'm sure.
Yeah, two or more a day.
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease develops. Antidepressants. Everybody's on a friggin' antidepressant. See? And it destroys your liver. Hey, so now you have something else to be depressed about. Your antidepressants destroying your liver. Oh, my God.
They prescribe women antidepressants for menopause.
Oh, they prescribe antidepressants for everything. Don't forget the new women's Viagra is a dopamine reuptake inhibitor, the flip side of a serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
So will that harm your liver as well?
I'm sure it'll have some effect. Trans fats, but that finally the FDA got that message, right?
Yes.
Took them 30 years.
They're listed on your ingredient. Everybody probably knows this, but just in case, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil or vegetable shortening.
Yeah, shortening means it's been hydrogenated, just for the record.
And that's it.
Okay, so there you go. 11 things that are bad for your liver. And you know what's really good for your liver? N-acetylcysteine. Take plenty of it. It improves glutathione production on its own. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just once to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. What are we talking about, Elisa?
Let's talk about stearic acid.
Okay, we want to apologize to the vegans and vegetarians in the audience first, because it's not our fault that they learned this. So go ahead.
Okay. So according to an article that was released from A4M, a team of scientists observed that transferring receptor TFR1, which binds to stearic acid, is a key element in controlling a mechanism of aging.
Right, through the mitochondria.
Right.
Right. So what they discovered was you can actually influence the mitochondria. And we've talked about mitochondria biogenesis. Some people take PQQ because of that, right?
Right.
Well, one of the things they discovered is that certain nutritional approaches seem to build stronger, healthier mitochondria, and some build weaker mitochondria that seem to fizzle out faster. And this has been linked to cellular aging. So stearic acid appears to have some magic when it comes to the mitochondria.
And do you know what that magic is?
It's a fusion process that allows the mitochondria to thrive, produce more energy, work more efficiently. The opposite of an uncoupling protein, perhaps, is the way I understood it.
And stearic acid, you said, is found in beef,
grass-fed
beef.
So here's the interesting thing about stearic acid. The saturated fat in beef is made up of three acids. I'm going to try this. Stearic, mistolic, I think, and palmitic. I can't pronounce it. Okay. And these three fatty acids make up saturated fat. In grass-fed beef over grain-fed beef, the saturated fat is almost exclusively stearic acid, which has been shown not to influence the elevation of bad cholesterol. The other two, palmitic and mistearic, have been shown to influence the elevation in bad cholesterol. And you find those in higher amounts in grain-fed beef. So if this research, and they said in this study that they used it, they did it with flies and humans, right? They were able to execute the same results in flies and humans. Stearic acid will keep your mitochondria strong, robust, and healthy, which, don't forget, that means cancer-free, because when the mitochondria starts to go downhill, that's when the cell becomes a cancer cell. We've done those shows already. Cancer as a metabolic disease. So this is a feather in the cap of grass-fed beef. And all of us who eat grass-fed beef, it's better for our mitochondria and may actually protect against cancer because of the stearic acid.
Well, what about people who don't eat beef?
I'm sorry.
Well, okay, so here's a question for you.
I mean, they're saying they're going to come out with a stearic acid supplement. See, this is you know what? 100 years from now, we're going to be eating capsules, food.
But for me, it's used in soaps, cosmetics, detergents, lubricants, softening agents.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They use it in candle making. They use it in candy making. It hardens candy. They use it to produce dietary supplements already.
Okay. Is that a bad thing you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it's in everything. And according to some of the things that I've read, it could be hazardous.
Well, hazardous how? Hazardous? Like if you get it in your eye, hazardous?
No.
Because when I buy vitamin D in kilos for Primal D, it comes with a warning that says it's hazardous.
Stearic acid is considered a low to moderate hazard ingredient by the cosmetics database, which notes concerns regarding cancer and lesser concerns regarding neurotoxicity and organ toxicity and irritation.
Well, maybe that's in the form that they're using it as a powder where you inhale it or something like that. I don't know. But it's not causing these problems when you eat it in beef. Okay. I mean, again, I come back, when I buy vitamin D, it comes with a warning that says that vitamin D is considered a class whatever hazard by some organization. You know, that probably a similar organization as that. And we all know vitamin D is not if you take it right, it's not hazardous. But sure, if you inhaled a bunch of it or you took 50 billion IUs in one shot, it's probably going to be a problem. So you got to be careful with these types of designates in cosmetics and stuff like that. Maybe if you rub it too much of it on your skin, it's an irritant. I don't know. But if you're eating it in saturated fat in grass-fed beef, clearly it's not going to do those things. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it on this subject?
Yeah, I think so. I just think that it's a plus for grass-fed beef. Santori scored at Walmart last week with plenty of mitochondria-building grass-fed beef.
Yes, he did. Okay, so did you ever think that if someone doesn't have a tooth, like if they lose a tooth, that it could help predict cardiovascular disease?
No, I didn't think that. I do know that it could help predict laughter by the rest of the group in the room.
Oh, that's not nice.
Hey, look, he's missing a tooth.
A chronic inflammatory disease affecting the teeth and oral tissues, which is periodontitis, has been shown by previous studies to raise the risk of vascular disease. According to some doctors out of Finland, they assessed the correlation between the number of missing teeth and incident of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and all-cause death. They analyzed 8,446 participants, and what they found was that if they had more than five missing teeth, it increased their coronary heart disease events by 140%.
But wouldn't teeth be an outward display of someone who doesn't take care of themselves?
Yes.
Do you think a fit person that's watching what they eat, that's really healthy, that trains hard, that gets to sleep early, that doesn't smoke, that doesn't drink, do you think that they would be missing five or more teeth? Except if it was an accident where they got, like, when a car accident, they lost their teeth. I mean, they're just rotting and falling out. No.
No.
So I don't think it's the teeth. I think that looking at somebody's teeth and going, wow, this person is in terrible disrepair. If their teeth are this bad, the rest of their organs are bad, too.
More than nine missing teeth indicated an increased risk of cardiovascular disease by 51%, diabetes by 31%, and death by 37%.
Well, you know, a missing 12 or more teeth can predict that you cannot eat an apple without chopping it up in little pieces.
Well, this says to me that you need to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months and floss your teeth every night. I mean, you've got to take care of that portion,
absolutely,
too. And some people just...
But the teeth are like the skin. The teeth and the skin are an outward manifestation of what's going on inside your body.
Right.
Saliva is a natural filtrate of blood. The reason that people with a lot of calculus on the back of their teeth also have a lot of plaque in their body isn't because not cleaning their teeth is making them develop plaque. It's because the plaque that's sticking in their arteries is also sticking to the back of their teeth. They've got plaque everywhere. So I think that the teeth and the skin and the hair are an outward manifestation of what's going on inside your body. If you've got brittle hair that's breaking off and getting drier and drier, if you've got dry skin that's cracking and aging prematurely, if you have teeth that are falling out, that means that what's going on inside your body is really a mess for a long, 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 long time now, that it's now starting to affect these things on the outside of the body, on the periphery of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that's what it comes down to.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I told you, I'm a genius. I don't understand it. What is it? You act like as though... No, I'm only kidding. I just feel like being goofy today. All right, so why don't we take our break now? And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. I also have to talk about my friend Mark Gordon. He's working with... he sent me out a release the other day that I want to talk about because he's working with people who have traumatic brain injury as well as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And they just started this new organization to help veterans. So we'll give them a little plug on the other side of the break too, okay? Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Steven Tyler there, bringing us back from the break. I gotta do a couple things here. First of all, I have to give some props to Mark Gordon. Dr. Mark Gordon has been on the show since the beginning. Back in the day, he was the keynote speaker on all things growth hormone for A4M. But then, about 7 or 8 years ago, he started to become very interested in traumatic brain injury and PTSD. And using something that he calls interventional endocrinology, getting these people blood work done and then bringing them back to a healthy place hormonally with sex hormones and growth hormones and all that sort of stuff. And miraculously, they get over their depression, their thoughts of suicide. They get over their lack of desire for life, and they return back. Means he's helped so many professional football players. We had a pro football player on the show 3 years ago, the guy who, a name that many of you would recognize. I don't remember him because I don't follow sports. He came on the show. He said he was a wreck when he retired. All he wanted to do is sit in a chair. He thought about blowing his brains out so many times. And he hooked up with Mark. And within a month, he could see that he was coming back to life. His wife saw that he came back. And he's doing it with the military too now. They're doing it with Vietnam vets. So apparently, and this is from Fox News. I'm sorry. A former Army sergeant raising funds for hormone replacement therapy to treat soldiers with brain injury. But this is Dr. Mark Gordon's program. I'm going to post something on my Facebook wall later about this. If you know anybody who's suffering from PTSD, if you know anybody who was in the military and came back and was a changed person, they're raising money to treat people, veterans who have PTSD and traumatic brain injury. Don't worry about your insurance. Don't worry about the VA. Just look for this post on Facebook and reach out to Dr. Gordon, because they're raising money to help veterans. They're not waiting for other people to get involved. It's really a great thing. So we'll and I'm going to try to have him on the show.
I was just going to say we should have Dr. Gordon back on again.
Yeah, I'm going to.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There was something else I wanted to say, but it's okay. We'll cover it next break. Good.
Okay. So, a new study just came out this week, from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center about antidepressants. Hmm. Common antidepressants may change the brain.
May?
And the specific antidepressant that they're speaking of is Zoloft.
One of the most popular.
Which is prescribed so often today. And it's not just prescribed for antidepressants. It's prescribed for women having hot flashes.
Sleep disorders.
Bulimia, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
Which you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Stroke recovery and sexual dysfunction. Why not just prescribe hormones?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they did a large 18-month study on primates. And then they did MRI images at the end of their treatment phase and discovered that Zoloft significantly increased the volume of one region of the brain, the anterior cingulate cortex, while decreasing the volume of the same region and the hippocampus in non-depressed subjects.
Wow. So it changes the brain. And I've said this before. I wouldn't take a drug that was going to mess with my brain like that.
Well, and it changed the brain of the people who were not depressed differently than it did the people who were depressed.
Right, right. Hey, these are dangerous drugs. And I don't understand why more people aren't upset that the pharmaceutical industry is allowed to give these drugs out through doctors, well-meaning doctors, thanks to the FDA. I mean, they're destroying entire populations today. There's a reason why our country is so intolerant of everything. People's brains are being messed with here. I would imagine we talked about this on the last show. We know people who have recently committed suicide. They're all on antidepressants.
Four or five people that we either know or know through other people have committed suicide in the past few months, and they were all on antidepressants.
And the medical orthodoxy will say, they were prone to committing suicide. That's why they were on antidepressants. That's nonsense.
Why would you give someone Zoloft for hot flashes?
Poor women, because doctors don't know what to do with them and they just want to stop them from coming to the office, I think. Seriously. You know, these women come in and they're having all these terrible symptoms of menopause. They're terrible symptoms. Tremor, sleeplessness, you know, hot flashes, lethargy, brain fog. I mean, you name it. Even phantom pain. And these doctors, what do they have? What do they have to offer? Other than drugs. They have no other answers. You think they're going to talk to them about, well, let's look at hormone replacement therapy? Oh, no, that's dangerous. Hormone replacement therapy is dangerous. Giving you back the hormones you used to have that were natural to your body, that's dangerous. But let's put you on a bunch of drugs that are going to screw up your brain, screw up your heart, screw up your liver, you know, make blood clots appear in your body. Let's give you that stuff.
Yesterday when I was at the gym, I was watching a television show that had a local HRT clinic on, and Lisa, the girl, was talking to a caller that had called in, and the caller said that we happen to know Lisa, but the caller had said to Lisa that she was having hot flashes and she, I guess, was experiencing menopause early because of an accident, and she had
traumatic brain injury,
and she was experiencing it early. And so the doctor wouldn't give her any hormones because he said that she had a family history of breast cancer, so she was not allowed to be on hormones. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa, who is a nurse and works for this clinic that a lot of people we know go to, she said that, well, that's the synthetic version of the hormones, not the natural or the bioidentical hormones.
Right.
And there's just not enough information out there for people to read.
No, and the doctors aren't willing to even be open-minded about it. That's the sad part.
So anyway, don't take Zoloft.
Don't take any antidepressant. Find another alternative.
Go to
antidepressants
the gym.
Are not
go yeah. to the gym and work out. It reduces, I mean, it releases endorphins
and it makes you feel better. Right, exactly. It makes you feel better too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about, we have about 6 minutes. Let's talk about this alternative medicine conference.
There was an alternative medicine conference over in Germany, and evidently 29 men and women took a synthetic psychedelic drug and started experiencing hallucinations.
Sounds like a fun group to me.
The group is called, in German, I can't pronounce the word, but it's Healing Practitioners, a Holistic Medicine Profession in Germany. And so I don't know how or why this article doesn't explain why these people took the drugs, but.
Right. I guess they were experimenting to see what happens with this drug, because we know that LSD was not the bad wolf that everybody made it out to be. In fact, people like Timothy Leary and Ram Dass experimented with LSD and opened up think tanks where brilliant people experimented with mind-altering drugs to come up with some of the most profound ideas that have influenced technology and everything else along the line. So I would imagine these guys were probably looking to do the same thing, right?
It says here that the drug was either taken as a joint experiment or given out unknowingly as a prank. No arrests have been made at this time. One has to assume that people were not told about the substance, its effects, and risks before taking it. It took 150 medical staff members, ambulances, and police to come and corral the raving specialists, according to this article.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, according to an Irowid forum run by users who have taken 2CE, which is what it's called, the drug has been likened to LSD and can cause muscle tension and aching, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and paranoia in some users. I can tell you, I did a lot of LSD. It did not give me muscle tension or aching. It never made me nauseous. It never made me vomit. It never made me dizzy. It may have made me paranoid in certain circumstances because it heightens whatever emotion you're feeling. You feel it at a much higher level. The only thing that I can say that LSD did to me that is like maybe an unwanted side effect is because you spend literally 15 to 18 hours laughing and smiling at everything. The next day, your jaw muscles literally hurt from smiling for hours and hours on end. I used to smile like an idiot, like a happy idiot when I was on LSD. I never got cramps, dizzy, vomited, or anything like that. And I was always able to control myself. I was never in an environment where somebody went, dude, this guy is crazy. Look at the way he's acting. I mean, I acted normal. I bet a lot of people didn't even know I was tripping. So, I don't know about this.
You said negative side effects. Were there positive side effects?
Oh my God. I can't even talk about them on the show because people will think I'm crazy. I remember imagining something on a trip. I'm not going to get into it. That 20 years later, I saw on a documentary, a science documentary that they were creating.
Okay, so who is the guy that was
Timothy Leary?
Timothy Leary.
I met him. He spoke at UNLV, and I went. I was so disappointed. I went to UNLV to see Timothy Leary because I thought the guy was brilliant, and I show up at UNLV in this beautiful auditorium.
He was a Harvard-trained doctor.
The guy was brilliant. Everybody made fun of him. The guy was brilliant. He showed up in this auditorium that could have easily sat, you know, on two levels, maybe, I don't know, 500, 600, 800 people. And there were like 30 people in the audience, including me.
Well, according to him, didn't it open up areas of your brain and allow you to?
Yes. And I got
to
tell you the truth.
To be smarter, basically.
I don't know if my brain works better now or it always worked really good, but LSD did nothing but great stuff for me. All my trips were fantastic, enjoyable. I mean, I'm not espousing that people go out there and trip. I wouldn't do it now at this age. I don't think I would, because the more stress you have in your life, it's a bad idea to trip. You got to be in a place in your life, like when you're young, where you don't have
kind of carefree.
Yeah, carefree. The only thing I was worried about at that point in my life was how to get 50 cents to put gas in my motorcycle. And so you've got no stress. You got no bill collectors. You got no, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow morning. And you trip, and it was fantastic. No, I think that these guys were probably experimenting with that platform to see what would come from it.
Well, so I was reading this article, and then there was a particular Facebook page of a scientist.
Someone who calls themselves a scientist.
Yeah, who calls themselves a scientist. Right. And this person said, no one recovered sufficiently to be interviewed by police until Monday, a spokesperson said. Perhaps they all took a little, perhaps they all took too little.
Like, in other words, they should have taken more and died?
They should have taken more and died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just have an issue with the egotistical scientists out there who, I mean, these people, like it or not, they're alternative health practitioners.
Right.
And I'm assuming that's why she said this.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are people out there who say alternative medicine that works is just medicine. So in other words, there's no such thing as alternative medicine. If it works, it's medicine.
But you know, they call medicine, isn't it likened to art, that it's continually progressing? And
oh yeah, it's always changing. It's always
changing.
Yeah, science changes. Science, you know, scientists believed mercury was good. Now they found out it kills you. You know, they were given it as medicine. Now they don't. It's always evolving.
What I have a problem with is that it appears to me that these several of these scientists,
several people out there, yeah,
proclaimed experts,
right,
they always lash out at people.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, weighing things and saying, well, it could be good or maybe it's this, they just make fun of people, yeah, who believe differently than they do.
Yes. And that's not real science. So real scientists don't do that. Real scientists don't. When you disagree with a real scientist, they don't lash out at you because you're disagreeing with them, because they understand that in science, opinions matter because things change. Things unfold and people are proven wrong all the time. All new science is built on flawed old science quite often. So, but there's a bumper crop of experts out there. They're all trying to gather their audience.
Well, and they have now that with the social media, everybody has their own audience,
right,
and they're self-proclaimed experts. And it's just maddening, you know. They don't have to be rude and talk
disrespectful.
Yes,
yeah, right. They can. You can disagree with somebody without trying to insult them. You can disagree with their opinion without trying to insult them. And the reality is that I don't care how well trained you are. You don't know everything. I'm sorry to say that. We have people who, within this scientific community, who went to school and studied protein, that are telling people, there's nothing wrong with GMOs. That's not. And meanwhile, there's scientists who work in GMO that are saying there's something wrong with it. You know, just because you have an area of expertise doesn't mean you know everything. No one knows everything. And so, but what I find is, but today it's very popular to be combative. You get a bigger audience when you're combative. Okay? If you find something that 90% of the population agrees with and you attack it, you can build an audience of people because you're being combative to whatever the standard is at that moment. And there are people who do that purposefully just to build a following. It has nothing to do with their interest in science. They just want to be contrary. So, does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't sound like you're happy.
Well, no. It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a break. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. Listen for the secret word, and you could win. The drawing is next Casual Friday on the 18th. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NVDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is consistent. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Marvin Gaye, baby. And the Gorillaz. Welcome back. Okay, Elisa, you're in charge.
So it's long been theorized that exposure to more germs at an early age can reduce a person's risk of allergies and asthma later on in life. And you've been saying that for a while, because you said that when you worked on the backside of the track that you were exposed to so many things.
I mean, people don't realize what it's like to work with large animals. So when you just made up a stall, right, fresh straw, your horse comes back from the track, you put him in, put a water bucket in, the first thing he does is take a big dump. You got this beautiful, fresh, clean straw bedding that you just put down, and here's this 12 pounds of horse poop sitting in the middle of it. So what do? You got to get it.
Shovel it.
No, you don't shovel it. You can't shovel it. And if you pitchfork it, it falls through the tines of the pitchfork. So you get underneath the poop, down under the straw. So the straw is between your hands and the poop.
Do you have gloves on?
No. There's no time to put gloves on when you're working with them. And you flip it into a poop. It's called a muck basket. You flip it up like this, and it goes right in the basket. And that way, it doesn't sit there very long. Because while you're busy getting your gloves on and everything, it's sitting there, and it's going to make a stain on the straw. So you got to get in there. Second it hits the ground, you got to throw it out.
So if you throw in it, then things go into the air.
Well, never mind
that.
Inevitably, you get some on your hands. And you can't wash your hands every 5 seconds. You're working with animals. It's not like, oh, I got dirt on my hands. If you had to wash your hands every time you got dirt on your hands, you spent all your time washing your hands and not taking care of the horses.
And then the farm that my mom and stepfather had, they had beef cattle. They didn't have dairy cattle, but in the fields, the cow pies,
yeah,
which was manure,
right?
We would pick them up and throw them. It was a
like
game.
Like a frisbee.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right. So anyway, there's a hypothesis that life on a farm can do a better job of providing exposure to the germs at an early age than anywhere else. And there was a study out of, it was written by Belgium, French, and German and Dutch researchers. And they're building upon a study that was released last year in July of 2014, and it was just published in the Journal of Science. They're aiming to find exactly what the link is between the dairy farm and allergies. And
it's microbes. I mean, you don't need to do that hard of research. You have to go study the old Amish order to see. It's microbes.
It's microbes, but it's in the lungs. It's what you're breathing
in. It comes in the dust.
Yes.
I don't even know. I don't even know that it's in the lungs. It's in the nasal passages. It's absorbed in the mucosal lining of the mouth and the nose.
In the very first place an allergen like dust mites hits the body, the lungs, after it's inhaled, they exposed mice to farm dust exactly like they just said. They let the mice inhale it. And they found that mice produced a protein called A20.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. Wait a minute. I know what it is. It's after A19, but before A21.
When they stopped the mice from producing this protein, the mice developed higher rates of allergic reactions, indicating that the A20 protein is a protective element, and that production of it is triggered through exposure to the dust.
But you know where else you get it from? Raw, unpasteurized milk.
Mm-hmm.
Those same pathogens that you're going to find in the dust in a farm, are you going to find in raw unpasteurized milk that also benefits people, young children, especially children who have asthma.
One of the doctors from the study, Bart Lambrecht.
I think Bart's a funny name because it sounds like fart.
It said, it is commonly known that drinking raw cow's milk can provide protection against allergies.
I mean, we've known this forever. We have a friend whose son has mad asthma. And I begged her, over the past few years, to give him raw and pasteurized milk. She's like, I don't know. But meanwhile, he drinks soda.
Sprite
soda and tons and tons of pasteurized milk from the grocery store. And they wonder why he has asthma.
Well, yes.
Interesting.
So anyway,
get out there and work in the farm. And you know what? We should
working in the dirt even too. We've talked about how the dirt has the antidepressant bacteria. So that's why I become addicted to gardening. Carl doesn't.
I don't mind.
We won't go there.
We've had this discussion. When I lay down on my deathbed, I'm not going to say, "Boy, I wish I spent more time in the garden." It's just not one of those things. For me. But that's okay. There's lots of people who don't necessarily love gardening, that are still good people.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Okay, so let's talk, since we're on the subject of farming,
mm-hmm.
the USDA's newest farm income forecast is bleak. Income will be down, prices of milk will be down, payments from the government will skyrocket, and...
Why is this?
Well,
I mean, with the Meatless Monday and the vegan movement, and you would think that farmers would be thriving right now. Why wouldn't they be thriving?
This is from a finance report that was issued on August the 25th. It suggests that net cash income will be down 21% from 2014. Net farm income will be down 36% from 2014. The forecast will be the lowest since 2002. If adjusted for inflation, corn, soy, and wheat will be significantly down. Milk prices will drop. Livestock receipts will go down 9.1%.
Okay, so
and farm debt will increase by 5.8%. And Tom Vilsack released a statement. We all know who Tom Vilsack is.
Tom, yes.
Secretary of Ag.
Yeah, but he used to work for Monsanto, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He says, today's projections provide a snapshot of a rural America that continues to remain stable and resilient in the face of the worst animal disease outbreak in our nation's history, and while the Western United States remains gripped by drought. Is he on drugs?
Yeah.
He took those hallucination drugs.
Drugs, yeah. No, you know what it is? He's trying to divert the real issue here. So if corn and soy crops values are plummeting, why do we need genetically modified crops to grow more crops? It doesn't make any sense here, right? I mean, so in other words, what you're saying is Monsanto spent billions of dollars to come up with genetically modified crops and the herbicides to use on them, and those crops are losing value.
Yes.
So why do we need to invest all this money in that?
And he does note that locally grown food, organic food, and bio-based industry productions have gone up in the past year, and that jobs against all odds have increased.
So what we're really seeing here is the largest farms in the world, who are the big conglomerate farms that produce probably 80% of all the food that people eat. They, the ConAgras,
yes,
the people who grow for ConAgra, the people who grow for Syngenta, they're suffering because more people are doing business with their family farm.
I said a shift is happening.
Yes.
A shift is happening.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This is exactly why the USDA and Big Ag tried to crush the small family farm moving forward from the late 20s forward, because they didn't want that money trickling into local markets and local farmers. They wanted it coming to the biggest producers. And there is a renaissance happening. And that renaissance is people vote with their dollars, and they have no ability to control that. And that pisses them off. We spend more money with our local farmers today. So the big Syngenta producers and the big ConAgra producers, they're suffering, and good for them. Good that they suffer.
We go to the farmers market every Saturday morning, and just the one particular one, there's several in the city, but the one that we go to because our farmer is there, it's packed.
So packed.
It's so crowded you can't ever find a parking spot.
That's where the dollars are going. People are not buying their produce and their tomatoes at Kroger's. They're buying them at the farmer's market and eating them throughout the week. They go back on Saturday and buy more. People are buying their beef from local producers. They're buying their pork from local producers. They're buying their chicken and eggs from local producers. And we are seeing this is not a bad thing. This is actually a barometer
that it's
working. Well,
that's why I put it in the stories for today, because, like I said, there's a shift happening. People don't want to buy from those farmers. They want to buy from their local farmers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everybody out there who buys from a family farm. I don't care if it's just your eggs, that you spend a dollar with your local family farm. Thank you, because this shift is your victory. This is your victory. Bravo. Bravo. Okay. Are we staying with farms now?
Nope, that's it on the farms.
Uh-huh. I like talking about the
farm. So I wonder, like, if you go camping and you're outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to help.
Sure.
Too, because Carl said he wanted to start camping.
I used to camp a lot. I used to hunt a lot. And so as being a hunter, I mean a real hunter, I don't mean somebody who goes to your uncle's farm on the weekends and shoots a deer. I went bear hunting and I went deer hunting in the Adirondack Mountains regularly, where you brought a tent and a Coleman stove and you stayed there for a few days. And so I miss that. I miss camping. I don't necessarily miss hunting. And so I told Elisa, we need to start camping. And Elisa replied, is there a Hilton close by?
I was just teasing.
I know.
I don't mind camping, just not for like 2 weeks at a time.
No, but a weekend, right? A weekend is cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd
but,
be fun.
But you know what that means? I mean, you now.
Can you stay at the lodge?
Yeah, or you, but we can get two tents. We can get a tent that we sleep in, and then we have a tent that acts like a restroom, so you don't have to go out in the woods and do it.
Don't they have like restrooms near porta potties?
No,
or
none
something?
Of your. No, we're not talking about camping on a KOA campground here, where you hear the screen door opening and closing all night as people go in and out of the bathroom.
But you can go to like state parks and stay in the lodge. That's kind of like camping.
Yeah, we'll start with it. We'll do that. We'll hike during the day and stay in a room at night. We're gonna have to ease you into this.
There's great places in Kentucky to hike, like at the Red River Gorge.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of nice forest.
My son Chase and his girlfriend Lotta just came back from a 4 or 5 day camping hiking festival that they had for themselves. They camped at Big Sur. They camped at a whole bunch of places throughout California and hiked like for 4 days. It was really great, he said. I want to do that. I want to be young again. Should we take a break? We have another story.
Yeah, we have another story to talk about coming out of the break. We'll talk about childhood celiac disease discovery.
I also want to talk about this other thing from A4M, the when you should eat. The time to eat. Yeah, time to eat. I want to talk about that because I really think they missed the boat, but we'll discuss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is consistent.
Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Wait, I gotta call somebody. That's right, baby. I dial numbers and music happens. That's how I roll. So you want to hear something really weird? You ever go to Google Maps and like
look at your house
and look
whatever.
At somebody's house and stuff like that.
Yes.
You ever wonder how they get those photos? I always thought it was like a satellite photo.
I thought it was like an airplane going by and taking pictures.
Well, apparently, so this morning I'm leaving the gym, heading to the studio, and I pull up to a little, beautifully decorated kind of hybrid car. I don't know what it was. I got a picture of it, but it's only like a half a picture because I was driving by, and it was green, and it said Google Maps on it. It had this big tower on the roof with a big round shiny globe that was obviously like a 360 degree camera. And it said, ever wonder how we get those pictures of your house? And it had a California license plate. And I guess they drive through neighborhoods and that's how they get acquire the images for the street. It said, ever wonder how we get the street view of your house? You know, the one where they're standing in front of looking at your house. That's how they do it. They drive cars all over the place. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That was so weird. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, how many cars do they put out there? And did he leave California like 2 years ago and he's been driving around the country ever since shooting pictures of people's homes and mapping it?
I wouldn't want that job.
No, I know. It's got to be lonely.
I wonder if he has time to go to the gym.
No, I don't think so. Not at all. Anyway, okay. So what do you want to talk about first?
Well, there was a new study that revealed childhood celiac disease mirrors the condition in adults, which they're saying increases the possibility of a celiac disease therapy that could enable patients to eat gluten again and work in children.
Yeah, but, okay, maybe they shouldn't eat gluten.
I know. That's why I wanted to talk about this. I knew that's what you were going to say.
But I mean, it's like, if you know, there's a lot of kids who are developing autoimmune disorders now. Maybe they shouldn't eat gluten. Maybe we shouldn't find a way to allow them to eat gluten because chances are the inflammatory damage is still going to be done, but they won't have symptoms.
The potential new celiac disease treatment is an immunotherapy that aims to teach the immune system to tolerate gluten. which would allow patients to reintroduce gluten to their diets.
But why? Why do you have to introduce gluten? There's so many gluten-free alternatives, and maybe gluten isn't good for you. I mean, this is nonsense.
So yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine, and she told me that her son's wife, they just had a baby, and the doctor told, and she told me this, that she didn't know that you were supposed to do this when you're breastfeeding. The doctor told her if the mother eats peanuts or soy or anything while she's breastfeeding, then the child, the baby gets it and won't become allergic to those things.
But the other side of that is the baby gets it, and if those things are not good, so let's talk about that.
Well, that's what I told my friend.
So,
I said, should the mother really be eating soy and passing it along to the child?
Yeah, what about the estrogen in soy?
That's what I said to her. She goes, well, that's what the doctor told her to do.
Yeah, these doctors are brilliant today. They're all geniuses. They really are. You know, and this is...
So should you drink wine to pass the...
Get the baby to go to sleep. Listen, they used to tell women to drink if you couldn't breastfeed, because when you're a new mother, it's hard to kind of relax and release. If you're tense, you won't give breast milk. So they used to tell women, well, drink a can of beer while you're breastfeeding.
You're kidding me.
Yes. And the women would drink a can. Well, guess what the baby's getting?
The beer.
Yes, the alcohol too. Of course. So, but there's so many different, like when you talk about this. So I've been talking about how when cows are fed grass and they give milk, that's good. When cows are fed corn and grain and soy and they give milk, it's bad that the gluten from the grain is ending up in the milk. So this proves that I've been right all along, that they're saying this.
Yes.
So people who are eating allergic to dairy and allergic to grain, they're probably not allergic to dairy. They're allergic to what they're feeding the cows. And I've said that all along too. If you're breastfeeding and you're eating soy, you are passing along to your baby phytoestrogens. And if you want your baby to be have high estrogenic activity in their body, why not just cut out the middleman and go get some estrogen cream and just rub it on the baby? Because it's the same thing. It's crazy. I don't know. People are crazy. And doctors are stupid. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to take Donald Trump's approach. All doctors are stupid. No, I'm only kidding. They're not. We have some good ones out there.
No, not all doctors.
No,
are
I'm joking. I'm being facetious. I said
there are
that.
Some good ones. We
no,
have
there's
some
good a lot
ones
of good ones
that listen to our show.
There's a lot of good doctors out there. The reality is that the majority of doctors out there don't have the time to be good doctors. They want to be good doctors, but they don't have the time to.
So, on the heels of what we just discussed, I guess Chipotle is coming on under fire because they say that they are GMO free, but according to people, they're not GMO free because their cows eat grain.
Yeah, there you go.
The beef that they serve are from cows that eat grain.
Right, and there you go. And this is it's. You know what? This may seem like minutia and a stupid thing to talk about, but it's about time that we start recognizing that the foods that we feed, the animals that we eat, affect us. It's about time. You feed a cow, a pig, ractopamine, and the people who eat the pork, we're finding out, oh, they're getting the ractopamine. So why wouldn't it be the same if you're feeding a cow grain and you're eating that beef and you're gluten sensitive? Why don't you think that beef is going to affect you because there's minute amounts of gluten in there? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's about time.
The same goes for chicken and eggs. And
yes. What you feed the chicken comes out in the egg. Absolutely. It's about time that more people are starting to get this message. It's not just about what you eat. It's about what you eats. That's the message.
That is the message.
What else we got, Elisa?
Is that our takeaway for today?
Yes, that and everything else that I said. Do you want to talk about the vitamin D research, or you want to talk
about... You wanted to talk about the time to eat.
Yeah, so the WorldHealth.net posted an article that said that talking about circadian rhythm, which we know circadian rhythm is not just affected by day and night cycles. It's also affected by what's known as the locomotive period or activity. So if you're supposed to be up and moving around and you're not, That can throw off body clocks. But also eating. Eating synchronizes the clock. That's why people eat at night, don't sleep well. It's not just because of the digestive process, but they're telling their body that it's daytime through that particular mechanistic pathway. So you're supposed to eat during the daytime. Well, scientists at the University of Adelaide in Australia came up with a meal frequency timing based on metabolic parameters that is designed to be more beneficial to health. They have decided that eating less than two meals a day is the best for health. So who are they talking about? People who sit on their ass all day long and do nothing?
Because I said to Carl, well, they're not talking about athletes that train heavy.
No, you try.
Because I did that yesterday and I didn't
sleep. And you didn't sleep well.
No.
No, this is a perfect example. This is the nonsense we get from the one-size-fits-all science community. One-size-fits-all. I understand that reduced calories can...
Calorie restriction.
Yeah, it can apparently make a certain species live longer. We don't know. I think actually Alex Leaf came on and debunked that in humans already on a show, if I remember correctly. But eating just twice a day, that's all you need? And how much? Are you supposed to, if you're trying to get 3,000 calories a day, you're supposed to have two 1,500 calorie meals? I mean, this one size fits all stuff has to stop. This is why people are confused. Terrible. And it's on worldhealth.net, which is A4M's website.
Okay. And then I did want to talk about vitamin D and the
Clotho.
Clotho.
Go ahead.
So you've said you've done a show
on
Clotho?
We did a show in 2007. When Clotho was first discovered.
Clotho. Clotho.
Clotho was shown to extend life by two Japanese scientists and then a group led by Dr., I think it was Carmela Abraham at the Einstein School of Medicine, started looking at Clotho in C. elegans, an earthworm that they like to start testing things on before they go to mice. They showed that Clotho extended life by 30%. We were all excited about Clotho. In fact, I contacted peptide manufacturers and said, can you make Clotho for my audience? I thought this is amazing, 30%. But then we found out on another show that I did that Clotho was seen to be the highest in type 2 diabetics.
Why is that?
We don't know, but it surely isn't helping them live longer.
What does stress, chronic stress affect Clotho?
It could. Yeah, it could. There's a lot of things that affect Clotho, but but clearly insulin has an effect on Clotho. And the linkage to Clotho is kind of unclear right now. So that made me rethink Clotho, and I thought, well, we've got to wait. There's got to be more science to come out to expose what Clotho's pathway of action is and how it works and plays nicely with other hormones. And so I just backed off of the idea of trying to find a peptide manufacturer to make Clotho for us. Doesn't mean that it's out of the question. I just need to understand more about it. But with that being said, there's a research study that you pointed out about vitamin D and Clotho, right?
Well, and here's talking about it's normal for your stores of Clotho to diminish as you age. But women who were in their 30s and 40s under chronic stress, theirs plummeted. And so obviously stress affects
everything. Yeah.
But they say another way to increase your Clotho levels is to get more vitamin D3.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about vitamin D3 for a second. Another study, and if Alex Leaf is listening live today, he's probably seen it, and if he hasn't, I got to send it to him because he should write about it. Another study links higher vitamin D levels with suppression of myostatin. And everybody in the bodybuilding community has had a love affair with myostatin forever because myostatin null, double null mice and bulls and dogs have immense amount of muscularity. I mean, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of bodies. In fact, the Piedmontese bull from Italy, also another one called the blue bull. These two bulls are known to be double null myostatin bulls. They grow to be like 3,000 pounds and they're like 7.5 feet at the shoulder and they're enormous muscles bulging out of they look like anabolic steroid driven bulls. I mean, they're just unbelievably muscular. And so everybody's had this love affair with the illusion that if I can suppress myostatin long enough and to a great enough degree, I'll build muscle. And there's some truth to that. Well, guess what suppresses myostatin?
Vitamin D3.
Yes.
Do you know what dosage?
No, I'm going to send the research to Alex Leaf if he hasn't already found it, and ask him to pontificate on it. So we'll, I'm sure we'll have a good article on superhumanradio.com for people to read.
Okay, and then I need to give a shout out to Matthew David's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name is Kira.
Yes.
She's he posted a picture of her on Facebook the other day.
Doing handstand push-ups, right?
Yeah. And he said, my 9-year-old can beat up your 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Kira loves physical culture, and yesterday she got a fortune cookie that said to strengthen her workout goals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, I bet she got excited about that.
It's good to start them when you're young, when they're young, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he said she's been training since she was little. She even loves to listen to the show.
I can't believe that any child would want to hear my voice. I got to believe that they, you know, it just turns them off after a while. So I think he posted in there that they're Italian, and so I guess my voice is okay with her or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So her name is Kira.
Kira.
Congratulations, Kira.
Kira David.
Kira David. Stick with it. Stay superhuman, Kira. That's it. Lead the charge for the future generation.
Yes.
We have anything else to talk about?
That's it.
It's been a great week. We have lots of great shows next week. You're not going to want to miss any of them. Also, next week I'll be broadcasting live from Billings, Montana. And next Friday we'll announce the winner of the complete 5-book collection of the Legacy of Iron books, autographed by Brooks Kubik, while I'm in Montana. You'll be here in the studio, right?
I'll be here with Elliot,
and I'll be in Montana, so don't miss that. Thanks for listening this week to everybody. And do you have anything to say?
No, that's it.
How about your signature bye?
Bye.
There you go. See everybody next week.